Welcome to the podcast of Reverend Daniel Agbesi. Reverend Daniel Agbesi is the founder and head pastor of Peacekeepers Assembly International, located at Kwabena, adjacent to the community hospital. Reverend Daniel preaches on righteousness, faithfulness, godliness, love, steadfastness, and gentleness. He is the epitome of a virtuous man. Now, let's listen to Reverend Daniel.
Wishes for the next year. Amen. We want to quickly go into God's word. Amen. That's a very wonderful ministration from the choir. Can we clap our hands for the choir? Amen. Job chapter 1 from verse 1 to 3. Tonight, after the ministration of God's word, we're going to have a time of the anointing. Amen. When the anointing of God comes upon your life, the Holy Spirit will come upon you. From the 1st of January 2023 to the 31st of December 2023, there is nothing that will come against you and be able to prevail against you. Praise be to God. The Bible says there was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job. And that man was blameless and upright, and one who feared God and shunned evil. And 7 sons and 3 daughters were born to him. Also, his possessions were 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 yoke of oxen, 500 female donkeys, and a very large household. And a very large household. Meaning that if there's 2 people under your roof that you take care of, God is going to bring more people this year. Amen. And you have the capacity to take care of them. Amen. The one who shouted amen, 2023 is your year. Amen. So that man was the greatest of all the people of the East. I want to bring you God's word title, The Oil of Taking Over. Amen. Tell somebody, I don't know about you. Tell somebody, they say, I don't know about you, but I will take over in the coming year. In the name of Jesus. Tell the person, I want to prophesy to you. I don't know where you are in life, but hear the word of the Lord. You will take over next year. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Throughout the entire world right now, many people who are spiritually inclined are observing the close of this year and the start of a new year with a spiritual approach. In order to have a major advantage in the coming year, an advantage over resistances, an advantage over satanic surprises, an advantage over oppositions that come in every year. You see, when a year starts, nobody knows what happens in a year, but every year comes with its own challenges. Praise be to God. It's important to know that how you start a year is like setting the foundation of a house. The quality of your foundation affects the quality of the house you will build. Hello? The quality of your foundation will affect the quality of the house you will build. And it is my prayer for you that before this crossover service will be over, you will set a solid foundation for your life in the coming year. A foundation necessary to make your destiny to stand tall. When others are cast down, you and your family, you shall remain standing. I say you shall remain standing. Hallelujah. Psalm 125 verse 1, the Bible said, those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion, which cannot be moved, but endures forevermore. I prophesy in the coming year, because you trust in the Lord, no occasion of life can push you out of your blessing. No evil personality will be strong enough to destroy you. No demonic influence will push you out of your place of blessing.
Receive that testimony in the name of Jesus. In the coming year, I prophesy, you are untouchable. You will be unshakable. You will be unmovable. Shout payment like thunder. Above all that is needed for an individual to succeed in a year is not money. Hello? Above all the things you need in order to succeed in the coming year, hear me carefully, you need what is called the prophetic word. Shout the prophetic word. Something many people call the theme for the year. The prophetic word or the theme for the year is God's verdict for the year. When we say verdict, we are talking about the settled word of God. We are talking about the judgment word of God. It means that no matter what will happen to you in the year, that word that God spoke concerning your life is what will come to pass. Are you hearing me at all? The Bible says in Psalm 119 verse 89, forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven. When we declare the settled word of God for a coming year, what we are saying is that no matter what comes up against you, no matter who is for you or is against you, they cannot change the word of God for your life. Are you hearing me at all? Whatever thing God says is what will come to pass. Many people may rise up against you, yet in all things you remain confident. Why? Because our God cannot lie. Our God is faithful. What he says is what he means. What he means is what he says. He says, so shall my word be that goes out from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish the purpose for which I have sent it. I send the word of God ahead of you. In the coming year 2023, may every mountain become a plain before you. May men and women of substance help your cause. May every finger of accusation that will be stretched against you be nullified by the hand of God. I speak the word of God ahead of you, that you will not die in 2023, but you will live and prosper. I prophesy ahead of you, anything you start with your hand, you will continue and you will finish it. I say you will continue and you will finish it. When you shout them, power will locate you. Shout another amen like thunder. Hallelujah. By the word of the Lord, even when a host rises up against you, they shall scatter before you. I said they shall scatter before you. They shall stumble and fall in the name of the Lord Jesus. Why is the prophetic word important? Why? Why must you know the theme for a year? Why must you position yourself to receive that word for a year? Why? There are three benefits of the prophetic word. One is that it shifts your focus to what is important for your life in that year. Your ability to keep your eye on what matters despite distractions defines the strength of your focus. The prophetic word gives you focus. It's not everything that happened in 2023 that you must pay attention to. God's word will give you a focus that keep your focus on this word. Praise be to God. Are you still there? Psalm 119:105. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light unto my path. I pray for you in the coming year, you will not be distracted. In the coming year, you will not be confused. The second benefit of having the prophetic word is that it gives you clear sense of direction. It is said that direction is better than speed. There are many people, they are running so fast in life, but they are going nowhere. Hello? It happens in life that sometimes you come to a junction, but you need a prophetic word to know which route to take. And the Bible says in Isaiah, let's go to the book of Isaiah chapter 30 verse 21. He said, your ears shall hear a word behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it. Whenever you turn to the right hand or whenever you turn to the left, sometimes you want to make a decision about the kind of man you must marry because four men are proposing to you. Sometimes you want to make a decision about the lady that will be your wife because you are running 3, 4, 5
women. You need a voice from God. You need a word from God to know who your wife is. Are you hearing me? But I pray for you in the coming year that your spiritual ears will open. I said, put your right hand on your ear. Say, let my ears open. So let my ears open. God will speak to you in 2023. And your ears will be open to hear his voice. In 2023, may your ears be open. May you hear the voice of God. May you recognize the voice of God. In the name of the Lord Jesus. The last benefit of receiving the prophetic word is that it gives you the real power to arrive at a destination. Hear me, not everybody making movement in life is actually advancing. There are people, they are making movement all right, but they are going nowhere. I know people who have left Ghana, traveled to the United States of America, they came back with nothing. You can make movement, but as to whether you are advancing is another thing. The people who start a journey from one point, they see themselves moving for many months but coming to the same point. But I pray for you in the coming year that you will not only make movement but you will progress. I say you will progress. I say you will progress. In the name of the Lord Jesus, come on, shout and believe in amen. Come on, shout and believe in amen. You will make progress in the name of Jesus. You make progress in the name of Jesus. The prophetic word for the coming year is, are you ready? The prophetic word for the coming year is taking over. You are going to take over. In your business, you will take over. In that community, you will take over. Anything God has put in your hands, I see you like a wildfire. You are taking over every angle. Receive that capacity. Receive that fire. You are taking over. In your school, you are taking over. In your family, you are taking over. It does not matter who was the head before today. I see God changing the tables. The last shall become the first. I said the last shall become the first. You will be above and not beneath. Receive the headship anointing. You are taking over. You are taking over. Shout, I am taking over. Shout, I am taking over. Shout, I am taking over. In the name of Jesus. Why don't you clap your hands and celebrate now? Hallelujah. To take over means to occupy new grounds by pushing back opposing forces from an inheritance. You are going to occupy new grounds. Oh, you are not here today. You are not here today. You are going to occupy new grounds. Places you have never been to before. What you have never acquired before. Your spirit is coming in contact with the word of God. You will have what you never had. You will go to places you never been to. You will become what you have been praying about. Come on, shout and receive it. Come on, shout and receive it. The ability to be in charge of something is an act of taking over. You were not born to surrender in every battle of life. There are many people, anytime they fight, they are the ones who surrender. But coming here, you will not surrender. You were not born to be a defeat and be the one to always cry. You were not born to wander about as a caretaker, but you were born to take over. You are born to take over. There are some things that are rightfully yours. You have prayed about them. You have sown seed about them. You have fasted about them. The Lord said in 2023, what is rightfully yours is coming to you. When you shout them, the grace is locating your life. Anything that has tempered with your life to cause men to walk over you in this 2022, the power of God is turning things around for you. No man will be able to walk over you anymore. In the name of the Lord Jesus, God is moving you to where you belong. God said, I will overturn, 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 and it shall be no more. And it shall come whose right it is. It is your right to be in charge. I pray for you. May you take over in your calling. May you take over in your career. In the name of Jesus, tonight the oil that puts one in command is coming on you.
The oil of God that puts one in authority is coming upon you. I said the oil that puts one in charge in families is coming upon you. Due to your voice, you become a command in your family. You can no longer be ignored. Shout, that is my portion.
You see, in certain families, until some people come, meetings cannot start. Some people have to go ahead and plan. Until some people come, meetings cannot start. I pray for you. Before we enter into the month of March, before we enter into the month of February, before January will be over, the anointing that makes you want to be relevant, the anointing that makes you want to be significant, that anointing that makes you want to be important, let the anointing come upon your life. In the name of the Lord Jesus, those who have written you off, they'll see you and bow their heads in shame. Those who say you not amount to anything, the Lord is lifting you up tonight. Receive that testimony. In the name of Jesus, clap your hands to the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. When the oil of taking over is working on your life, you will make nonsense of every opposition and wickedness. That oil, when it comes upon you, let them gather and fight. It shall be for your promotion. When that oil comes upon you, God will set a table before you in the presence of your enemies. They can do nothing about it, because that oil makes you untouchable. You don't believe in the anointing of God, but something will come upon you. The testimony men say you will never say, God will cause you to share that testimony. May that be your portion tonight, in the mighty name of Jesus. Are you still there? We are drawing close to a new day. After tonight, you will not turn your back and run away from your enemy. Are you hearing me at all? When problems come, you will stand. But the outcome will be that those who brought the problem, they shall run away before you. They shall flee from before you. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Anyone here who is being manipulated and remoted by human wickedness, anyone here whose life has been tempered with because of a diabolic means, I stretch my hands on you as a servant of God. I declare, let that manipulation be broken off your life. Every curse, every enchantment, every family limitation, every family curse, let it be lifted off your life. Be free in the name of Jesus. Anything that has put a full stop on your life, today by the blood of Jesus, we erase the full stop. May your life move forward. I say, may your destiny move forward. In the name of the Lord Jesus, clap your hands to the word of the Lord. I see God subduing your enemies before you. Joshua chapter 18 verse number 1, it says that, Joshua 18 verse 1, he said, now the whole congregation of the children of Israel assembled together at Shiloh and set up the tabernacle of meeting there. And he said, and the land was subdued before them. The anointing coming on you, a crowd will be too small for you. Listen, listen, I'm talking to you prophetically. In the area you find yourself in, the oil coming on you will subdue that crowd. Maybe that area nobody hears the cry of a baby. Maybe that area nobody drives a brand new car. Maybe in that area when people stay as tenants, they remain as tenants. But the land is hereby subdued before you. In that office, nobody is promoted. You work hard, but your recommendation or your promotion is given to someone else. Today, that wickedness is subdued before you. In the mighty name of Jesus, you are subduing the grounds. You are subduing every land. In Ghana, you will prosper. In South Africa, you will prosper. Outside of Africa, you will prosper. Come on, shout, amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. In the coming year, you will not take cover, but you will take over. There are people, because of the happening of a year, they always take cover. You see them in January, they disappear. February, March, April. Oh, sister, are you around? Say, I'm around. No. Say, where have you been? They have taken cover.
But I pray for you that your head will be lifted. I say every month, every week, every day, every hour, may the head of your business be lifted in the name of Jesus. I say let your head be lifted in the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. I need you to rise to your feet. I just want to pause the preaching right now. I want us to enter into a time of prophetic prayers. Amen. Amen. I need us to pray right now. You know, many of you have fought many battles this year. Do I have a witness? Yeah. Hey, many of you, if it had not been for God, you would have been in jail. Some of you, if it had not been for God, you may be on a stretcher by now. Pressure this year, it took God. But one prayer we have in our mouth is that we are not crossing over with the challenges of 2022. Is it a good prayer? Or is it a good prayer? Number two, we subdue every attack that has been projected into 2023. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Say, by the speakings of the blood of Jesus. I can feel. Say, in the name of Jesus. Shall Heavenly Father, by the speakings of the blood of Jesus, I locate myself between the year 2022 and the year 2023, and I declare over my life every battle that I fought in 2022 that has become a stigma on my life. Say in the name of Jesus, by the speakings of the blood, I break away from that battle. I disconnect myself from the battle of indebtedness, of shame, of stagnation. Every battle I fought in this year, every battle of conspiracy, setups, non-achievement, almost there, promise and fail, I declare right now, by the speakings of the Lord Jesus, I abolish that battle. I will not cross over with that battle. Every battle of depression, of sickness, of shame, as I clap my hands up, I command that battle to be broken off my life. Clap your hands and pray. Clap your hands and pray. Every test, every battle you found yourself in this year, you are not crossing over with that same battle. The devil is a liar. By the blood of Jesus, this year your head is lifted. Your head will never be bowed in shame. This year your protection has been re-enhanced. No arrow of the enemy will touch you. In this year, anything you plant with your hands, it will grow and you will harvest it. No man will take away your harvest. I said this year no man will take your harvest. In the name of the Lord Jesus, anything you use your hand to do, that thing will surely prosper. That thing will surely prosper. All the promises made to you last year, 5 days into this year, all of them shall be fulfilled. When your amen is loud, you will testify. When your amen is loud, you will testify. In the name of the Lord Jesus, the tap of prosperity has been opened over your life. That tap will never run dry. Your well of testimony is running over. It is running over. It is running over. God has released your destiny. Help us. You will not lack anymore. You will not lack anymore. You will not be stranded anymore. In the name of the Lord Jesus, those who have designed your obituary, they rather will be on the obituary. Those who have dug a pit for you, they shall be buried in that pit. As for you and your family, you will live long. You will prosper. You will testify of God's goodness in the name of the Lord Jesus. Anyone here planning to travel, get ready. That visa is released. I speak over your life as a servant of God. That visa is released. those who have planned for marriage in this year you will not be disappointed. I said, God will fulfill all your expectations. You will not be disappointed. You will not be disappointed. Right now, your womb is open. Your spiritual womb is open. Your physical womb is open. You will hear the cry of your miracles. You will hear the cry of your breakthroughs. You will hear the cry of your testimony. You will not be left behind. I say you will not be left behind. I see the prophet of God coming on you. Abundance is coming on you. Plenty is coming on you. In the name of the Lord Jesus, the grasshoppers that are already in 2023, that will eat the finances of some people, those grasshoppers will pass over you. I said they will pass over you. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we open international doors. We open help from the international world. As you shout payment, it shall be your portion. It shall be your portion. Every day of your life in this year, your heavens will give you dew. Your heavens will give you the rain. The rain you need to prosper. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I pray for you in this year. You will not fall into the hands of evil people. I say you will not fall into the hands of wicked people. You will not fall into the hands of unreasonable people. In the name of the Lord Jesus, every scandal that has been programmed for you, it has misfired. It has misfired. It has misfired. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I see the peace of God in your dwelling place. The joy of the Lord will fill your house. Your food will not finish in the kitchen. Your bank account will not run dry. Your mobile money account will not run dry. Receive that oil this morning. In the name of Jesus, clap your hands, resume your seat. Amen and amen. Praise be to God. Let's continue from where we stop. Take over. To take over simply means the forceful projection of your God-given mandate and ability until you are too important to be ignored. Hello? There is something in you that must be projected to attract your generation to you. Listen, it is the delight of the enemy to keep you oppressed, suppressed, so that you will not shine. But I came with good news in my mouth. This year you will shine. Everything you need to shine, the angels of God have put them in your path. Are you hearing me, somebody? Whatever ability God has given to you, whatever mandate God has given to you, this year it shall be projected. I said this year it shall be projected. In this year, though some people may not like you, they will still need your services. They will call you and pay for your services. Because nobody does it like the way you do it. Matthew chapter 5 verse 16. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. The purpose of light is to dismiss every darkness. If you refuse to shine, you are only allowing darkness to rule in your family. But the Lord sent me to tell you that in this particular year you will shine. Your voice will be heard. That song that God has put in your spirit, you will sing that song. The book God has put in your spirit, you will write that book. That idea you carry from 2022, you will manifest it in this year. Hallelujah. Amen. The scripture we read said Job took over the east in those days. And Bible said there is none greater than him in the east. Job chapter 1 verse 3. Job 1 verse 3. Are you still there? Job 1 verse 3. It says that also his possessions were 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 yoke of oxen, 500 female donkeys, and a very large household. So that this man was the greatest of all the people of the east. In the locality you find yourself, you are taking over. Job took the east. I don't know where you want to take in life. But in every area God has planted you, you will take over.
I say you will take over. Therefore, we announce your business in the corridor of power. We announce your name in the corridor of power. We announce your certificate and your qualification in the corridor of power. We announce your ministry in the corridor of power. We declare, be the great that the earth has ever seen. In the mighty name of Jesus, be the great that the earth has ever seen. In your family, be the greatest. Amen. Amen. Psalm 68 verse 11, the Lord gave the word. Great was the company of those who proclaim it. After tonight, you can no longer be small. I say you can no longer be small. You shall be great in the east, west, south, and north. In Jesus' name. Okay, ways to enforce the oil of takeover into reality. This is what I've been waiting for. There are two ways. After these two ways, we have the time of the anointing and also the communion. Praise be to God. Ways to enforce the oil of takeover into reality. Number one is your regard of God, or your regard for God, or the fear of God. Praise be to God. Proverbs chapter 9 verse 10. The Bible said the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. The fear of God is your regard for God in your life and your everyday dealings. Stay with me now. Takeover is not possible when the fear of God is absent in your life. You cannot take over in 2023 if you don't fear God. Forget about wishing us Happy New Year. Forget about dancing. Forget about wearing white like myself. Once you don't fear God in 2023, you will not take over. People who fear God are blessed with the gift of wisdom. No wonder anyone who took over in the scriptures had absolute regard for God and operated in the kind of wisdom that made everybody be in shock. If you don't fear God, you cannot attract the wisdom of God. Praise be to God. Are you still there? If you lack the complete regard and reverence for God, you will be stuck in life. Can I tell you something? This year, people will be stuck. They'll be stuck so much so that they wouldn't know what to do next. Hear me? You need wisdom to know what to do at every point in time. And that wisdom only comes when you fear God. Or you don't like this one? Wisdom is a necessary tool to know what to do when everyone else don't know what they will do. It's a necessary tool to know what to do when every other person don't know what they will do. Tell someone it is time to fear God. I pray for you this morning that you will receive the wisdom of God. I said, may you receive the wisdom of God. You cannot lead your family. You know, wisdom is a requirement for leadership. You cannot lead your family to take over. You cannot lead your employees to take over when you have no regard for God. The oil of takeover falls on the head of the one who fears God. God will not give you an anointing when you don't regard him, when you don't fear him. The one who attracts the oil of wisdom is the one that fears God. I pray that God will find you, that you reverence him. May God find you this year that you reverence him, that you have so much regard for him. Your amen is going down. Praise be to God. It was the fear of God that made God to deliver the nation of Egypt to Joseph. Do you want to be effective in your takeover in this year? There is a need for you to fear God. Joseph feared God and refused to go down with the wife of Potiphar. He made enemies when he made that choice in life. It landed him in prison, but that was his way of pleasing God. And God handed over a whole nation into his hands. He did not do it because, not because he was afraid of the woman. The Bible said because he feared God. Tell somebody, come back to the fear of the Lord. He said, you are not hearing me. Look at me. Come back to the fear of the Lord. Praise be to God. It is time to take over. But it can only happen on the platform of the fear of the Lord. Genesis chapter 41, 39 to 40. Then Pharaoh said to Joseph. Genesis 41, 39, 40. Then Pharaoh said to Joseph, inasmuch as God has shown you all this, there is no one as discerning and wise as you. You shall be over my house, and all my people shall be ruled according to your word. Pharaoh handed over his nation to a man when he discovered that this man fears God and the wisdom of God is in his life. People will hand over things to you for you to take over in this year when you fear God. Not when you are a Christian. If you are clapping, you clap well. It will happen that in this year, people will hand over part of their companies to you. It will happen in this year that people will hand over part of their businesses to you. Some people will give you strategic customers, strategic clients. But if that takeover will happen on the platform of your fear of God. He said, you shall be over my house, and all my people shall be ruled according to your word. Only in regard to the throne will I be greater than you. Egypt was a place of civilization. That's why civilization started from, which stands to reason that wise people, people who are very knowledgeable, were in Egypt those days. But it looks like Joseph had a superior kind of wisdom. Because for him to be elected that way, it means that his wisdom surpassed the wisdom of everyone else. Hello? Civilization. Open eyes. Came from Egypt. Is somebody hearing me? I said, is somebody hearing me?
Yes.
But in that place, Jesus stood out among them all. The Lord spoke to me when I was praying about this year. He said that by 31st of December, 2023, there is going to be a gap between people. And the gap is not hard work. It's not the reward of hard work. But it's going to be the reward of those who fear God. Give the Lord a clap of praise. If you fear God enough, Accra will be too small for you. Your amen is weak. Accra will be too small to contain you. I see you taking over after this morning.
Amen.
Genesis 45, 7 to 8. And God sent me. Genesis 45, 7 to 8. And God sent me before you to preserve a posterity for you in the earth and to save your lives by a great deliverance. So now, it was not you who sent me here. Joseph was talking to his brothers, but God. Hello? And he has made me a father to Pharaoh. My God. He has made you what? A father to Pharaoh. No matter how young you see yourself, in that company, the CEO will come for some advice from you. God is setting you above millionaires and men with substance. Great people, the kind of people they talk to for advice, you'll be shocked. They look among all their followers, but they get close to the one who fears God. I pray that in this year you'll be appointed. I pray that in this year you'll be preferred. I pray that this year you'll be chosen. In the name of the Lord Jesus. He said, God has made me a father to Pharaoh and Lord of all his house and a ruler throughout all the land of Egypt. I see the pay setter anointing on somebody this morning. In this year, you will set the pace. You will do it for other people to copy. Receive that anointing and fire. Receive that grace in the name of Jesus. You will be the first to start a kind of business before others will follow. Receive that pace setter's anointing. Shout amen, amen. Joseph took over by wisdom, which is rooted in the fear of the Lord. It is time to come back to the place of reverence. Say yes. Yes. Psalm 105, verse 17 to 18. The Bible said, God sent a man before them. Joseph, who was sold as a slave. God sent a man before them. I want to tell you that you are a man and a woman on a mission. Listen, you are a man and a woman on a mission. You entered into this particular year to take over. Are you hearing me? You may have entered this year as a slave, but I promise you by 31st December, you will be a prince in the palace. You will be a prince in the palace. He sent a man before them, Joseph, who was sold as a slave. Verse 18. They hurt his feet with fetters. He was laid in irons. 19. Hurry up. Until the time that his word came to pass, the word of the Lord tested him. Listen, God will test you. He will test you to see if you really fear him. Listen, God is not going to put oil on anybody's head. Hello? But people who fear him. The anointing does not fall on the wrong head. Hello? It doesn't do what? May the anointing fall on your head. May the oil of God locate your head. In the mighty name of Jesus. Praise be to God. Let's go a bit further. I pray for you that you will be great and take over in this year. Bible spoke about Isaac. He said he was great and went forward. He grew until he became very great. Why? He became this when there was famine. He became this because he feared the Lord. He became this when God spoke to him and said, sow your seed in the time of famine. He said, God, you didn't do agric. I read agric, crop husbandry. This is a time of famine. You don't plant seed. But you see, when you fear God, you follow his instructions. It may be stupid to men, but through those instructions, God will lift you up. Yeah. Clap your hands to the word of the Lord. Tell somebody it's time to fear God. Hallelujah. The three Hebrew boys rejected the king's food because of their regard for God. You see, you must be conscious of God throughout the days of this year. I'm telling you, you hear people falling. You hear many things happening. But the one who fears God cannot fall. The one who fears God cannot be put to shame. It cannot happen. It can't. Bible said they rejected the food because of their regard for God. And because of them, they changed the policy of Babylon. Hello? Because of them, they brought down the golden image of Nebuchadnezzar. Daniel disregarded the king's directive against prayer because he would rather fear God than man. Daniel rose to become the chief advisor to the king in his days because he feared God. Your disregard for God is the beginning of your hard labor. Those who don't fear God, who will not fear God in this year, the way you will suffer. You have not even suffered. And I'll tell you why. You will suffer. It's not a curse. Once you disregard God, you don't fear God, you will not only be stuck, but you will suffer. Because God cannot endorse the lifting of a man who does not regard him. Because he cannot trust him. Hello? 1 Samuel chapter 2 verse 30. Let me show you a scripture. 1 Samuel chapter 2 verse 30. It says, therefore, the Lord God of Israel says, I said, people think God does not change his mind. I'm going to prove to you that God changes his mind. So, some people received prophecy last year. You'll be shocked, it may not come to pass. Because between the receiving of the prophecy and its fulfillment, they don't fear God anymore. Hello? Therefore, the Lord God of Israel says, I said indeed that your house and the house of your father would walk before me forever. But now, the Lord says, far be it from me. For those who honor me, I will honor. That is why you must not see anyone that the Lord is lifting casually. Because that person is doing something that you have no idea about. Give the Lord a clap offering. For those who honor me, I, the Lord, not a president, I will honor him and those who despise me shall be lightly esteemed. Give the Lord a clap offering. This year, in the midst of the noise and distraction, have an attitude for the fear of God. People who regard God have limits to what they say and what they do. Things you say and do matters. What do you say about God? What do you say about his church? What do you say about his ordinances? Hello? When God says, do this, you have your own interest because you have got to read a book. God is God with or without books. You don't give God's glory to something else. You cannot be wiser than God. It is time to fear God. You are not clapping your hands. The relationships you want to keep in this year, it's not a relationship with Christians, but those who fear God. The relationships you want to fight to keep are not relationships that you have with Christians as usual, but with those who do what? Who fear God. May you be found among those who regard God in all their ways. The Bible says in Proverbs 21 verse 30, Proverbs 21 verse 30, there is no wisdom, no understanding, no counsel that can succeed against the Lord. No matter the school you have attended, the books you have read, don't reason the place of God in your life with earthly knowledge. Hello? God is God and he deserves your reverence. Ecclesiastes chapter 12 verse 13. So let us hear the conclusion of the matter. Ecclesiastes 12 13. He said, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandment, for this is man's all. Praise be to God. This is man's what? All. Tell someone it is time to fear God. It is not every prayer that a pastor prays for a man or a woman that works. Because prayers offered over an individual who does not fear God, it will not work. Bible spoke about Samuel. He said his words never fell to the ground. He's a prophet. Anything he says, it comes to pass. But when Samuel prayed for Saul, God said, forget it. It will not work. He said, for how long will you keep mourning for Saul, seeing that I have rejected him? That guy doesn't fear me. Forget about him. The Bible said a time came, God does not speak to Saul anymore, whether through Urim or Thummim or by dreams. The most dangerous place a man can get to is when he does not hear the voice of God anymore. You are doomed. You can come to church, but God will black you out. Hello? When you read your scripture, say he will give you a stubborn heart. Praise be to God. Tell us, it is time to fear God. Amen. Amen. Herod died in Acts chapter 12, 21 to 23, because he did not fear God. The Bible said he was talking to his people and he sounded like a god. Acts chapter 12, 21 to 23. So on a sad day, Herod, arrayed in royal apparel, sat on his throne and gave an oration to them. He spoke, I believe that he was even slanging. And the people kept shouting, the voice of a god and not of a man. You see, one day the king went to Daniel and said, they said that you can be able to, you are able to understand mysteries and decode dark sayings. He said, no, it is the Lord that shows meaning to things. You must learn how to give glory to God when it is due for God. Give the Lord a clap offering. And the Bible said that immediately an angel of the Lord struck him, because he did not give glory to God. By the time he landed on the ground, worms were coming out from his body. I'm telling you, you are going to see the hand of God in this year like never before. But because you fear God, grace will locate you. Grace will come upon your household. In the name of the Lord Jesus, give the Lord a clap offering. Don't let God put you in a wheelchair before you trust him. There are people, until they are on a stretcher, they don't fear God. But I'm telling you, you have come of age.
The people you attended school with, those who fear God, don't you envy them small, small? Because the results cannot be the same. It can't be the same. Amen and amen. Amen. I pray for you that you will be possessed with the fear of God. Amen. Now stretch your hands towards the altar. I rebuke every spirit of rebellion. Any spirit that will set you up to rebel against God and His word in this year, we bind that spirit in the name of Jesus. I pray that you be possessed with the fear of the Lord. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In this year, your classmate will call you boss. Your classmate will call you madam. Because the Lord will lift you up. He will make you an example of His wonder-working power. You will take over in the business world. Those who thought that your name has been diminished, they will see your name great. Because you fear the Lord. Come on, shout amen like you believe it. I see God giving you a great name. I see your business expanding. I see you doing well. I see fresh money coming into your hands. Clap your hands and shout and receive it. The last way to enforce the oil of taking over into reality, and then we close. Luke chapter 19, verse 12 to 13. Luke 19, 12 to 13. Therefore, he said, a certain nobleman went into a far country and received for himself a kingdom and to return. Verse 13. He said, so he called 10 of his servants, delivered to them 10 minas, and said to them, do business till I come. The King James will tell you, occupy till I come. The second way of enforcing the oil of taking over is your willingness to take responsibility. Amen. Every takeover is rooted in responsibility. Elijah took responsibility, I beg your pardon, and he said that according to the word of my mouth, it will not rain. Why? So that people will stop serving Baal. According to the word of my mouth, you must begin to stop the activity of witchcraft in your family. With the anointing and the fire that you receive from church, it is time to take charge and responsibility over your family. You are not shouting amen. Amen. When you cross from this place, you must walk into your room, call your family surname, your father's surname, your mother's surname. Say, all witches, hear me. You will not obey this year. According to the word of my mouth, give the Lord a clap of him. Listen. Until you put the authority of God on your life to test, you will not see any result. Say, 1st of January, you cannot fly. I pluck your wings off. You will not drink blood. If it is blood you drink to live, then you will die. Are you hearing me? You take charge, responsibility as a gatekeeper. And you speak over the life of the children, those who are doing well. That in my family, greatness has visited us. We will do well. We will prosper. We will not beg before we eat. Clap your hands to the word of the Lord. You must take responsibility. You can only take over when you take up responsibility. The Bible spoke about Esther. Esther and the Jews had death staring in their faces. And then they decided to fast and they pray. And Esther spoke to Mordecai and the rest of the Jews that pray with me. For 3 days, I'm also going to fast for 3 days. I'm going to go to the presence of the king. If I perish, I perish. You see, she took responsibility to make a change. This year, you will not hide behind people. You take up responsibility. Esther chapter 4 verse 16. Quickly. Esther chapter 4 verse 16. She fasted and she prayed. Do you know what she did? She projected her relevance over the relevance of Haman, their enemy. This year, we are going to project our relevance. How can a fetish priest and a pastor be next door neighbors? The one is fake. You understand what I'm talking to you about? How can you call on the name of the Lord and someone who does not call on the name of the Lord and the person's results in life is better than yours?
You must take up responsibility. Elijah came up and said, for how long are we going to waver between two opinions? If Baal is God, let's serve him. If God is God, let's serve him. But how are we going to know? Any God that answers by fire, let him be God. You see, this year you must take up responsibility. Hello? Go, gather all the Jews who are present in Shushan and fast for me. Neither eat nor drink for 3 days. This year, we are going to fast. Whether you take responsibility, we will see. Listen, nobody can pray for you more than your own self. See what she said? My mates and I will fast likewise. She didn't say fast for me and I'll be slain. She fast. She took up responsibility. She didn't go to the pastor. Pastor, lay hands on me. She fasted. She took up responsibility. And so I will go to the king which is against the law. And if I perish, I perish. I tell you, people who take up responsibility and say, if I perish, I perish, they never perish. They never perish. Hello? They never do what? Never perish. You must take up responsibility. Let's read Esther chapter 8 verse 2. Let's see the outcome of this prayer. Esther chapter 8 verse 2. So the king took off his signet ring, which he had taken from Haman, and gave it to Mordecai. And Esther appointed Mordecai over the house of Haman. Are you seeing that? After prayer, they took over the house of Haman. Not only his house, his office also. I don't know who's fighting against you, but this year they are in trouble. I said this year they are in trouble. This year they are in trouble because we are coming for their office. We are coming for their houses. We are taking over in every field. In the name of the Lord Jesus. When you open your shop, they go and close it in the spirit. We declare any shop they have, because they did not sow the seed of kindness and love, we close your shop tonight. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we open your shop. We open your destiny to better days. Shout amen, amen, amen. She took up the responsibility in prayer and fasting and pushed back her strongest enemy. When it's prayer and fasting, that is when you remember that when you were 12 years old, the doctor said you had eye problems. So when you fast, it will affect the eye. When you are responsible, you always find a way. Praise be to God. They prayed for themselves. This year you pray for yourself. In the name of Jesus. Joseph learned how to take responsibility even as a prison keeper. Amen. I want us to jump to something very powerful. Anytime you dodge responsibility, you dodge your own season of takeover. Those who don't take responsibility always have excuses. Always have excuses. Exodus chapter 4, verse 24. Exodus chapter 4, verse 24. The Bible spoke about Moses. Because he was a pastor, he was doing pastoral work. He forgot to circumcise his own son. And the Bible said God was looking for Moses to kill him and kill the son. Because once you don't circumcise, you are unclean before God. Now the Bible said, and it came to pass on the way at the encampment that the Lord met him and sought to kill him. 25. Then Zipporah, the wife of Moses, took a sharp stone and cut off the foreskin of her son and cast it at Moses' feet and said, surely you are a husband of blood to me. In other words, she took the responsibility of saving her own house. The kind of women men want to marry are women who take up responsibility. You understand, don't worry. The kind of women men want to marry are women who take up responsibility. When she saw death coming, she didn't have a knife. She took a stone. You see, when you want to make things happen, you always find a way. There was no knife. She took stone. It is even serious than one. Is it Wanzam? People who circumcise Wanzam. She did it herself because she wanted to save her own family. People who take responsibility stand out in life. Hello? The Bible spoke about Abigail. When the husband, the name of the husband was Nabal, a foolish man. Abigail was the one who took responsibility to go and talk to David and the soldiers. The soldiers were coming to kill them. And she took the responsibility on herself to talk to the king so that death will not come to her house. She's not a wife who sells the husband out. There are people, because they don't want responsibility, they'll sell you out right now. Say, why are you coming? My house, my husband, he's in the porch playing Ludo. She took up the that's why when the husband died, quick, David went to marry Abigail. There were women in Israel. They were fresh babes. He bypassed all of them and married someone's wife because he saw in her a woman who takes up responsibility. You are not clapping your hands. People who take over. Where were the slay queens? Where were the virgins? David didn't like any of them. It's Abigail. Someone who can take up a responsibility and turn away his anger and make his 200 soldiers to change their mind. She was not holding a weapon, no. By the instrument of a tongue, she changed their minds. Philistines wanted to kill Samson. So we cannot disable him. It's a serious app. We can't disable him. The other said, hello, I can disable him. How do I get him? Being responsible. Bible says she did three things. Number one is that she used the power of her words. She knows how to talk. She will help you. Hello? What you can't do, she says you can do it. Vibes. That's number one. Number two, she provided a place for the head of Samson. When Samson comes home, she puts a tie down. Samson, come and put your head on my tie. It means that she has provided a comfortable home. The home is not hell. Hello? Or I should stop? I should continue. By the time Samson comes home, she has put up an attitude to sack Samson from there. There are some men, they don't, you know why they don't go home? The house is hot like oven. So they'll prefer to stay in town and take beer. By the time they come, they are not seeing anything. If you sack them, they don't even know. But as for Delilah, she provides a soft tie. Oh. As whether it's hairy or not, I don't know. Soft tie. Come and put your head on my tie. So when Samson is in town, quick, he must come back. The Bible said the five lords of the Egyptians, all of them gave $5,000 each. She said, I'll do the job to get a man. Can I tell you a secret? Every man is born to be conquered by a woman. And the way to conquer a man, every man is born to be conquered by a woman. And the way to conquer a man is not sharp waist. Because somebody with a sharper waist, hello, is by being responsible. What's the third one? The Bible says she knows how to touch something. There is touch in touch. There is touch. There's only one to touch you. It's like Satan himself has touched you. So when they touch you, it's like their hand is like, it is with sandpaper. But she has a way of touching something. When she touches, may your hands be anointed. I said, may your hands be anointed. So I want you to touch it to be a touch. Clap your hands to God's word. Oh, she finished Samson one time. Amen. Are you still there? She disabled. He said, all of you come. I'll finish him. Samson got and shook himself. Nothing was happening. A responsible woman took charge, took over. People who take over in this year are people who are responsible, who always find a way to make it work. Give the Lord a clap offering. The Bible spoke about a Shunammite woman. The Bible says she was a great woman. How did I know? The Bible said that when their son, she and her husband, they were living together, the prophet came to prophesy. She gave birth to her son. The son came to the father, "Daddy, my head, my head, my head." Then he said, "Go to your mother." It's in your Bible. There is a man who always shifts responsibility. He always does what? Shift responsibility. And the guy went to the mother, "Mommy, my head, my head." You see, there are some people, anytime responsibility comes, they shift it. That is why they can't take over. In a church like this, when there are things to be done, if it is their personal problem, you see them running. But if it's about church, they say, "How are we going to do it?" I will not talk about that one. Are you there with me? They always shift responsibility. I have been a pastor for some few years now. I have seen people with responsibility, how God changes them in no time. In no time. They take up responsibility. They don't give excuses. They take up responsibility. God changes their story. "Daddy, in my head." He said, "Go to your mother." And when he went to the mother didn't say, "You go back to your useless father." She took a responsibility. That's why the Bible spoke about her more than the husband. May you not marry a foolish husband. The one who shall tell him shall be your portion. Bible said she saddled her donkey, took the child to the man of God. It's a man of God. He said, then the man of God asked, "Is everything okay?" "So everything is well." Meanwhile, everything is all well. She knows how to have access to a man of God. You know, there are some men of God, they are dodging your call because when they see your call, problem. They know that problem, as for this call, there is problem. But when the man of God asked, "Is everything," said, "everything is well. The Lord is on my side." Then she went to hold the leg. But then the child had died. Said, "Man of God, you cannot lie to me. You said God is the one who gave me this child. But the child is dead." He took the child, breathed on the child, he came back alive. A woman who took a responsibility changed the narrative in their life. Give the Lord a clap of it. People who take over in this year are the ones who take up responsibility. You don't blame people for your actions. You must take up the responsibility. Praise be to God. Are you still there? Amen and amen. Amen. Bow down your heads in prayer. Pray for two things: that God, let me be possessed by the fear of the Lord, and give me an attitude to take up responsibility in this year, so that the oil to take over will become a reality in my life. Pray for two things. Pray for two things. That God, give me a heart that fears you. Give me friends that fear you. Give me an attitude that will make me take up responsibility. Go ahead and pray. Father, let me fear you in this year. Let me have much reverence for you. Because your word declares the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Pray to God that, God, give me a spirit that fears you. We need the fear of God back in the church. We need the fear of God back in our homes. We need the fear of God back into our lives. We want to pray that, God, let me have an attitude to take up responsibility. Let me not be an individual who always gives excuses. Go ahead and pray. We need the fear of the Lord back into our lives. Thank you, Jesus. You
made a way. Thank you for listening to today's message. We believe you have been blessed, uplifted, and transformed by the Word of God. Kindly subscribe to our podcast and as well follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Peacekeepers Assembly and on Twitter at Peacekeepers International for more updates. Or call our office on 054-6764-890. God bless you. So now